Now, members of the fishing industry are meeting with the minister responsible for the sector to raise their concerns about a loss of the national fish quota. They say 2026 will be cut. It will be cut by a third. Minister of State for Fisheries and Maritime Affairs Timmy Dooley is meeting representatives in Killybegs in County Donegal this lunchtime. Shane O'Carine, our Northwest correspondent, has more on this. Shane, what's the background to this meeting?
So, Maggie, following the December Fisheries Council in Brussels, Ireland's fishing quota for 2026 was reduced by one third. That's a quota cut to the value of €105 million. The Seafood Ireland Alliance says that's placing 2,300 jobs at risk in coastal communities. Now, that significant reduction came on the back of independent scientific advice that recommended major cuts and shared stocks, and some of those are very critical from an Irish perspective, mackerel and blue whiting, for example. That independent scientific advice said unilateral quotas had over fish mackerel by an average of 39% over the past 15 years. So the EU followed that scientific advice to the last detail and reduce the mackerel quota by 70% next year for all member states. However, 2 days after that agreement, four non-EU coastal states, Norway, Faroes, Iceland and the UK, set their own mackerel quota 72% above what the EU agreed on earlier in December. So you have a situation next year where you have the Irish fishermen and fisherwomen facing significant cuts, while other neighbouring coastal states will be fishing well above that level on what is possibly the most valuable Irish fish stock. And so the minister is meeting the sector at the moment here in the Bayview Hotel in Killybegs.
And what are they both saying? What are the bodies saying, and what's the minister been telling them?
Well, the groups are saying they're facing the most challenging year ever in respect of what's ahead of them in 2026. There's an openness, respectfulness to the discussion. It's no case of crying over spilt milk. They're presenting solutions, proposals, how they feel they can work through this. And you can see the minister is taking that on board as well. They're saying, a lot of the industry are saying, that a lot of the change needs to start at home in terms of restructuring and renewal of state agencies and bodies to ensure that they're fit for purpose for fishing at this present day, and also in terms of EU level to ensure that we're not outmanoeuvred politically again at that stage. What they say happened with the loss of the Hague preferences during the December's Fishery Council. Now, the minister is taking all that on board. He's engaging with them, and you can see that there's a strong respectfulness to this discussion that's ongoing. In terms of what the minister has said, he said he's awaiting legal advice on the Hague preferences and what happened on loss of that protection mechanism. He said that a task force will start in the new year under the chairmanship of former Irish Farmers Association chief Michael Birkrey, and that will provide financial support and a structure of support for the sector through the conservation measures that will be in place over the next period. And he said he will push for a concerted EU response against the overfishing of mackerel stocks by non-EU member states.
Okay, Shane, thanks so much for that. Shane O'Carine, our Northwest correspondent. More from Shane and Killybegs throughout the day.